The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing isn't possible. We need to act now. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Greetings and a lovely, lovely morning, beautiful souls. You are listening to A Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I am Takis, your reggae fusion artist, radio host, and lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that. Music to fill your soul, to reflect, to absorb its madness and truth. Je m'appelle Takis et je suis votre animatrice à la radio. Et on va chanter un peu, on va parler avec quelqu'un. Je crois que il est tellement intéressant pour le fait qu'il fait de la musique, mais il veut avoir plus de justice avec notre communauté noire. Et avec ça, il travaille beaucoup avec les adolescents. On va parler avec Otachi de New York, mais il est né en Jamaïque. C'est pas la première fois que je parle avec lui. Ça fait comme la troisième fois. Parce que j'aimerais bien savoir qu'est-ce qui se passe avec lui pendant la duration de son carrière. C'est-à-dire, c'est quoi, non? Bueno, tenemos un invitado muy especial en el programa. Vamos a hablar con él de Nueva York. Y él viene de Jamaica. Pero lo que pasa es que me gusta mucho hablar con él. No va a ser la primera vez. De hecho, va a ser la tercera vez. Y a mí me encanta hablar con él porque él no solo hace el trabajo en la música, pero también trabaja con los jóvenes. Y siempre habla de las cosas de la injusticia, sobre todo el tema en la comunidad de los negros. Entonces, vamos a hablar con él. Espero que todo el mundo se siente un poco mejor, porque hoy en día las cosas no son lo mejor. Lo que pasa es que vamos a tener mucha positividad. La positividad es muy importante para nosotros hoy en día, por el hecho que si concentramos en la negatividad, vamos a hundirnos. Es solo eso. Y no podemos, ¿ok? Tenemos que ayudar y apoyar uno al otro. Bueno, eso es bastante. Continuamos con el programa. We're going to talk, we're going to dance, listen to some great music, and just enjoy yourself. J'espère que vous vous sentez divin. Et on est ici pour vous animer un peu avec la bonne musique, excellente pensée consciencieuse, des mots inspirants et tout ce qu'on peut faire pour vous. OK? Ici, on A Multilingual Affair avec Takis.
Estás escuchando. Ah, yeah!
In a dance style, mm-hmm. Love you like manga. Better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and something. Me say me love you like manga. I better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and something. Tell you what I want, do need a minute of your time. Look at me closely, coming on, tell you no lie. Won't compete with no other, what you feel like men and try. Such a sweetie skin, clean, well meant to clear up your sinus. Me love you like manga. Better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and some.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to It's Dice Escuchando, Vous Écoutez, A Multilingual Affair, here with Tickets. On a commencé avec la chanson Watermelon. C'était comme un remix. Il a fait avec Poncho Sanchez et Mongo Santa Maria. mais avec le remix de Dan the Automator. Après ça, Breakbot, Be Mine Tonight, featuring De La Fleur, Got To Be Real, Cheryl Lynn. And then, of course, we're going to listen to Sudan Archives. We heard Savannah with Mango, Jane Makeba. And coming up, some great tunes. And also, let's not forget, on our interview, avec Otachi. Coming up, we'll be talking with Otachi. So keep it locked, folks, here on CKT 90.3 FM. You done know?
Feeling all right, honey, I just want to say it. You mess with my meds, but in the best way. Same love it like mango. I bet that you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice. Imagine it feel nice. Imagine it would feel nice. Love it like. Me say you're sweet like. And you just do.
Check this out.
Tanto free throws. I can't jump high, but I hear all the notes. I can't be you, no. I can't be you, but I can be true, though.
Thank you. Fight for your rights like heroes of mine. Be like dead and came out fighting for the freedom of the mama and single. Fighting for the humble kingdom of Endogo. Stand up for a cause like Jaja wa for Pobo. Valiant like the man them call Paul Bogle. I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. Oh brother me, I beg you please. Be like the hero, some sharp in at times like these. To the youths, or Rasta man a plea. Fight. Fight the right rebel, do shower and fight. Fight, oh fight for the black liberation, shower and fight. Fight, fight the right rebel, do shower and fight. Oh fight, oh fight for the black liberation, shower and I miss a youth man low the crying. Cause badness a waste of time. Well, if you want go put a life on line, better you fight for your rights like heroes of mine. I miss a youth man load of crime. Cause badness a waste of time. Well, if you want go put a life on line, better you fight for your rights like heroes of mine. From the land of Ghana to Addis Ababa, be like Haile Selassie, Kwame Nkrumah. I say to fight the fight, you man hold the order. Be like Amilcar Cabral fighting for the Guinea-Bissau. Well, you got to fight the revolution. Do not make them trick you with pollution. Fight for your freedom and stand up for a cause. Don't shoot your brother down. Fight the right revolution. Fight for the black liberation. Fight the right rebel, do shabba one fight.
How y'all feel out there?
Them say, if the white man to the danger and don't want the people, then the blood of the people will be on the watchman's shoulder.
As the water flows and the breeze it blows, the rest of us. As the water flows.
Welcome back. If you have just joined us, you're listening to A Multilingual Affair. Estáis escuchando A Multilingual Affair. Vous écoutez A Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a terrific guest with us today. He's quite the advocate and doer for promoting and helping the youths. He's also the son of a legendary artist from Jamaica, Donovan Joseph, a hard-working, talented, handsome, and conscientious artist. On a un invité formidable avec nous aujourd'hui. Il est tout à fait le défenseur de l'acteur de la promotion et de l'aide aux gens. Il est également le fils d'un artiste légendaire de la Jamaïque, Donovan Joseph. Un artiste talentueux, beau et consciencieux. Tenemos un invitado fantástico con nosotros. Es un gran defensor y persona que hace de promover y ayudar a los jóvenes. También es hijo de un legendario artista de Jamaica, Donovan Joseph. Un artista trabajador, talentoso, guapísimo y concienzudo. Je vous présente, os presento, Otachi.
Multilingual.
Multilingual things, welcome.
Yeah, man, the vibes is right, man. We give thanks to the energy every time, Takis, man. A lot of love straight through.
Blessings. You know, even though we're far, we can still feel the vibes, and that's the great thing about it, because it's just something that's so strong that we can't deny, you know?
Of course, the energy is always pulsating and transcending, you know?
Definitely. So, this is not our first time talking and reasoning, so welcome back, really.
True, regular guest, regular family.
This is definitely family. And but the great thing is that you have come so far since we last spoke. The last time we spoke, you actually were doing, a sponsorship program for the youths. So I'd like to know the update on that, because it's something that you did for some youths in Jamaica. So let's start off with that. Let's talk about how that worked out, and then we go on from there.
So the youth today scholarship, that was what we were doing at the time, and it was very successful. It's the second time running, the second year running, so we're grateful for that. 10 youth received scholarship from that direct. All of the support, and thanks to everyone for all of the support, yourself likewise, Takis, to everyone who supported that mission. So we aided 10 youths, help them in their tuition to go to school, mostly youths within the tertiary level. So we give thanks for that, and we have a lot more things in the pipeline. The essays, we read, like, there was approximately around 100 applicants. We read through 100 essays. That was really hectic.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Nonetheless, we got through it, because originally there was supposed to be around 2 to 3 winners, but most of the essays we didn't like, they were not in-depth, and I felt like a lot of the students did a lot of plagiarism, and some of them didn't think about the questions in very, like, deeply to realize that this is something affecting your country, crime and violence. So I feel like next time around, we need to put more clarity on that, let them know that it's about your thought process and not what you see on the internet. So it's all about in developing the minds of the youths, you know, and every year we go along with tweaking it, but nonetheless, well, 10 youths, so we're really grateful for that. Youth Today Scholarship is a success once again.
Wonderful, and even better, I imagine, from the last year.
So, definitely. With a more sense of direction. So we really give thanks for that. And so next year, there's more direction to it again.
So, you're growing, because your amazing song Black Woman, the video actually won a competition.
Black Beauty.
Black Beauty. I have an artist who is about to release the song called Black Woman. My apologies. Black Beauty. And it won a video. Let's talk about that, because there's more details to that. You released a song called Black Beauty and the video itself, and you won a competition in Jamaica, correct?
Yeah, so the competition was on Roots 96.1 FM in Jamaica. It won the, I'm not sure of the name of the award again. It slipped my brain, but it won the competition, and the audiences and the radio voted it number one. So they've been featuring it since then, and that's been a great accomplishment, because, you know, Roots FM is one of the top stations in Jamaica too. Mm-hmm. I was grateful that all of the audiences love the vibes. Mostly women, where black women were calling in saying that this song is a representation of themselves too. So, and that's one of the main things that we've been trying to accomplish. So we're really grateful for that.
Well, I mean, the song is about black women, right?
And a lot of, you know, sometimes even though you sing about the black woman, sometimes even she get distracted and tend to listen to something else that doesn't depict her or tell who she is. But this one seems to hit very close to home. So I'm grateful for that, and we're just getting started.
I love you truly, black woman. Never want to see you frown. I mean, that line alone is good enough for me.
True.
If a man tell me that, Joe. Right?
True.
So it's really empowering.
Funny but... enough, too, this song is like a part two for a song that called Black Woman that was on my Land of the Free album in 2017. Where we started with a Malcolm X speech saying that we protect black women and other races protect their female to the highest, so we should. So I thought that no, this would be like a part two where we would extend the reach and directly show the woman, like, beyond the physical level, beyond just mental level, going very, very to a spiritual type of vibration where a woman can look at this and say, this is the epitome of where I should be, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, because you had a part one before, in your first album, you said that you had the black woman that you introduced.
Yeah, Black Woman, that was a song on the first album. So Black Beauty is a song that's released this time around, you know?
Yes, I know you've got so many influences throughout your career. Can you talk to me, though, about some of the people that make it significant for you to continue this mission, this amazing mission that you're on?
I'm talking about musicians that inspire my career?
It could be musician or it could not be.
Okay.
I've got mentors from all over.
Well, for the most part, when it comes to influences from me and people who give me the drive, I have so much different influences all around. Like, I can start from my parents, both my mother and father. They've been steering me in a direction. And now that I'm coming up as a youth, I've seen devastating things. I've seen things that have been I've seen happy moments. So it's like I blend all of those and try to make sure that if I see a scenario, I try to improve it, because one of my ultimate goal is to improve the whole Africans and a whole, both in at home and in the diaspora. Mm-hmm. We try to do it in different ways. Not that we don't try to improve humanity and a whole, you know, but we have to start from our people first. So right. My inspiration comes from anything good I see an African doing, I want that goodness to continue. Any form of unification I see an African doing, I want that to continue. And being on the continent already myself in Kenya, I've seen how much they want that to happen. Yeah. And so I just merge what I was taught in Jamaica, what I've seen on the continent, and being in the belly of the beast right now in America, I see the devastation that will happen if we don't become unified citizens, so to speak. So I just, all of these things influence me. There's so much different influence I have. If I started talking, it would have never finished.
I know. We got about 15, 20 minutes of interview, but we could always have a continuation, you know? Because I'm sure I won't be having you just once on the show.
You've done.
Oh, no. We've got too much to talk about. All right. So where do you stand now in terms of progression for music in your eyes?
In my eyes, I think the musical progression is going great so far. Yes, and also we've been we've seen some future accomplishments already in the near future. Like for instance, one of the accomplishments that I've been booked for the 32nd anniversary of King Tubby's, which is a major accomplishment that should be taking place in March 27, 2021, a virtual show with like Turbulence, Loot and Fire, yes, King Jammies, a lot of different greats. I know that's what a major thing. There's a lot of major sponsors on board to that too. So that shows the progression of Itachi. If Itachi can get booked for a show like that on his own, standing on his own 2 feet, that shows that, okay, Itachi has the potential to become a pillar in the music. So that's just one of the progressions that I can say that is taking place now, you know, one of the direct and live examples. There's also a lot of different things too, because we've seen people in different markets reaching out to Itachi, as we said, telling Itachi that they're inspired by the work. So that kind of shows us the whole direction, and we always have work doing too. So that's one of the next thing to show that there's always progression, because once you always have work doing, then progression is a natural thing.
Yeah, there's always growth. All right, so those are the great things. I want to talk about some perhaps bad things. how difficult, because we were chatting briefly about the difficulties of the certain people that you come across in the industry and how it has been hard because of the, let's say, the personalities that you come across. Can we talk about that, the difficulties that you face in the industry?
All right, one of the major difficulties that I've faced, even up to recent, we see that the way the resources are set, it's not that we don't have resources, because we do have resources, so we can't complain about that. Right. Both financial resources and other resources, there is financial resources at times, depending on what we're trying to accomplish, but it can only go so far. And that's one of the things we realize. Majority of people in music, they don't really care about the talent, so to speak. Mm. Talent is like, okay, 5%. Okay, all right. A lot of people have been trying to get around to playing the music with needing finances. And that should be the case. Because all we know it is that, okay, you hear a talent, that talent sounds exceptional. You play that talent. And that's been one of the things. So reaching out, well, doing a lot of different outreach, myself and team, mm-hmm, not getting back to certain people, not getting response from certain people. That's been one of the challenge that we've still been getting, regardless of the songs like Black Beauty being played in so much different zone. We're still getting that barrier is there, but we're going to break it down soon.
Absolutely. You have to keep going.
Exactly. And then one of the next thing is that, how do I put it now? It's like the mentality of where the people's mentality is right now is that they're not tuned into consciousness. Consciousness is not seen as the cool thing. So that's one of the barriers where we're trying to make sure that consciousness becomes, so to speak, consciousness becomes the new pop.
Sorry, yes, become what?
The new pop culture. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we're aiming to accomplish. And that's been a challenge thus far. Not a challenge in terms of I'm stressed out about it, but that's my aim. And we've not fully accomplished it as yet. So we're trying our best to accomplish it, because we realize that pop culture, for the most part, is something that is lewd, it's X-rated, mm-hmm, it's negative.
Yep.
So now we're trying to change the whole narrative and let people realize that, you know, it's okay to be conscious and be cool at the same time.
It's cool. Yeah. It's cool to be conscious. What are you talking about? You're whacked if you're conscious. As far as I'm concerned, your freedom is like at a certain height when you're conscious. Mm-hmm. And exactly. I believe in it too, because that actually is my platform. You know, in so many ways, wherein it's like, you know what, I can rap but consciously, you know, I'll do a little rap on my thing, I'm like, exactly, DJ, because I'm not really a DJ, but you know, I'll do a little bit of this consciously, right? Yeah. Why not bring in something that we can use that's sort of modernized in some way and take away that sort of sexual connotation all the time?
Yes.
You know, it's always like showing your booty and things, and you know, taking off your shirt and I got my thing when I have my moment. I can go crazy. But when you don't want to have that diversion, right? Because in the moment somebody focuses on you as an object, you objectify you, then the message is lost, in the, as far as I'm concerned. Because they'll be looking at your body and not necessarily listening to what you're saying.
Exactly.
You know, as an example. And I find like it's so difficult. Like, I, as a woman in the industry, I find it's difficult. But then, of course, I've got thick skin now because I never did. Took a while.
You learn it after that time.
Oh, boy. Because it's, you rarely need thick skin to be solid in this industry, right? Because there are so many people who will not support you because they don't want to see you rise, but you have to keep supporting yourself, because the moment you believe in you, hey man, the world is the world is your chocolate. I'm not saying oyster anymore.
and that is the thing, and that is the thing too, because a lot of people, they see you come with a aim and a direction, and they kind of fear that. They kind of fear that, especially me. I've seen that, where even if I go into a conscious space, most people realize that, okay, he's serious about the mission. He's willing to even die for the mission.
Yeah.
So like, it scares a lot of people, even those who proclaim to be conscious. So that's been one of the next challenges too, because I've learned of recent, I'm not criticizing anyone directly, but I've learned that there's a lot of people who, they just use a culture so they can benefit from it financially. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you come into a zone like that, and most people realize that, hey, it's not just about the finances. It's actually about the culture. It actually intimidates a lot of people too. So it's all about navigating that, trying to figure out how to be diplomatic within this sense, and how to be outright revolutionary in our next sense too. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we could go on about this, but I think it's really important to touch on that topic, because a lot of times we tend to divert and make it look as if it's all roses, but with roses come thorns.
Of course.
That's how I look at it. Now, let's go back to the youth. What are some of the things that you recognize that is problematic today? And what can we do to help appease it or to solve it?
One of the major problematic things that come to mind is that there's a lot of, the youths, they tend to, how do I say it now? They're raised to give in to double standard. And that's one of the things. So it's, for instance, a youth will sing a song and say, all right, we're going to kill some youth and bust out that man head over there.
Right.
And then they come and tell you that, okay, but we're not defending violence, it's just art. And then you take it even beyond that now, a youth will all day of his life call himself dog or call himself killer or something, but yet still he's telling you that he's not giving into violence. Most of them support gangsters on a daily basis, but yet still they don't give in to violence. So who is the one giving into violence? Then they have a next thing, you know, everybody eat their food and chew it on the ground, and then when the drains are clogged up, they blame the government. So who is actually clogging up the drains? So it's that double standard mentality.
Yes,
it's one of the things that is stopping us from actually striving and going through and living a life without crime and a life without violence. So that's one of the main things with the youths. See, example, even the same Youth Today scholarship. When I read a lot of these papers, some of the youths, they actually, how would I say, they live in violent-prone neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Neighborhoods that once you hear their name, you think about it's violence.
Crazy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yet still, you're writing an essay about crime and violence. And I am seeing a lot of plagiarism in this essay.
Yeah.
And so you live in a neighborhood where all of these things happen, and you know you cannot come and tell me your first-hand experience because they're so trained and programmed.
Right.
To go on the internet and find this information. They don't actually think about it from a standpoint like it's a real-life thing.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the problems that are affecting the youths mentally. So it's like the same people who give them the disease is the same people who give them the cure. So everybody is prone to tell me, oh, poverty is the thing causing violence. But yet still, majority of the time when somebody die, they don't die for food. You don't kill for food, then how is poverty being the main?
Right, because they kill for
5% of the thing. Is that the gangster culture is supposedly to be cool. It's something that makes it get around society and get noticed.
As
opposed to striving to build a better future, a better nation. So these are most of the problems affecting the youth from small.
Mm-hmm.
Most youths grow with them parents, but their parents are like some roommates, and their parents are also immature. So who's going to teach them?
I also find who's going to teach them indeed, because I find personally the traditionalist or the traditional pairings from Latin, African, Caribbean countries. I'm going to be specific to that as that's my experience. They're still in a backward perspective because they too lack the education, I find.
Exactly.
Yeah, they lack the etiquette, the education, and the guidance from when they were small. So they're really like instilling things that they learned themselves that they didn't know anything, they didn't know any better. This is how I can forgive a lot of people. That's how I can say to my parents, like, okay, you know what, mom or dad, you know, you were growing too as you were teaching me certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people never do, they never catch on because we've had some, it's a long way coming. There's not a lot of open-minded people around, it's a lot of judgmental people. And this is just on a global scale now. But I also think that for us as individuals in our community, we need to change the chip a bit. Se dice en francés, como se dice en español, cambiar el chip. And that's just to change our mental mindset. And it doesn't take much, but a lot of people are so fearful. And I think religion has a big thing to do with that.
Of course.
That's another story, you know, because we need another session for that. But I think we have to break off that chain, because we are still thinking of enslavement and not realizing that it's conscientiously affecting us in our day-to-day activities and how it's affecting the people that we are literally bringing up. Because I believe in the saying that you are the product of your environment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's the thing. Most of them can't think outside of their environment. And their environment controls every single thing they do, because if you realize there'll be certain areas that okay, these are new housing scheme or whatever, but yet still a certain amount of people move into these places and they bring the same mentality with them. So it's not about where you live, it's about what happens within your surrounding and how you make that affect you and your worldly doings too. So I feel like most people are not really walking around as themselves. They are someone else. They've been programmed by the Matrix, and the Matrix keep on driving them towards doing these type of things. So they find certain messages hard. So you will be helping them and they'll be thinking you're the enemy too.
Oh yeah. The moment, because when you become, we are small fishes in large ponds. The people that are really woke and who are conscious and are true to themselves and have self-love, there are not too many in this world, because that's not how we were conditioned. So the moment you wake up, it's a shocker. Trying to wake up is a shocker. Seeing that what you've been living for all your life, for so many years, it's a shocker. It's never easy to transition, but it needs to be done. So the more that you're conscious of, well, you know what, if you really look at yourself in the mirror and just self-reflect, like, you know what, this is not right. I don't feel right within. Because the moment you don't feel right about something, you know it's wrong.
Wrong, exactly.
And you can't deny your intuition within. So, you know, so I really think that a lot of us, you're right, we're walking zombies. A lot of people are walking zombies, as I call them. And unfortunately, a lot of people will not be able to wake up. But we can always reach out to the ones who just have that light bulb ready to go off. Because we can't save them all, but we could try.
Try, exactly. And that is the thing, man. Yesterday, I was just reasoning and telling someone that I know that the mission that Atachi is on, it's a hard mission. It's a mission that can get heavy at times. But nonetheless, still, we prepared for this fight same way. Because even in the music, we tell ourselves that we must be the greatest. And the greatest, we're putting in the work to be the greatest, because we know the people need we even more than they know they need us to, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, wow, love it. All right, well, we have to wrap it up because it's the short and sweet an hour program on CKET 90.3 FM. I want to thank you so much for tapping in and giving us your wonderful and wise words. But let's talk about how we can reach out to you, how we can help support you, where can we find you, etc.
Truly. Yeah, man, you can reach Atachi on any social media platform, or you can stream my music on any digital platform. AUTARCHII. I have my website also, atarchi.com. Anywhere at all, Atachi, I read music group, you know? So Yeah, that is it. Simple.
That's all we need. Let's talk about that name just before you run off, because it's very significant. I love what it means. Otachi, let's talk about that.
Yeah, Otachi means self-reliance, you know, ultimate sovereignty. And that just tells you that, okay, we're looking to ourselves for self-sufficiency. We are rulers of our own destiny. We don't make anything feel like they can guide us. So Otachi is just about economic independence, always building, especially amongst I and I self, you know?
Yes, I love it. Thank you once again. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. You are truly a gifted and talented individual, and I really, really admire and respect you. And I wish you all the very best.
You know, we give thanks every time, Takis, man. I love straight you, you know?
Yeah, man, always.
Oneness.
One love, brother.
Bless you.
See you from. I love you, Julia. Black woman, queen fit for a crown.
Yes, I attach representing for Takis, you know, real black beauty and multilingual affair. More strength every time attach, yes, I say, I love you, know.
Fuck
it.
On my skin, excessive perspire. Free, I know this loving take me higher. No need no wedding to the clean. That time you're king. I know I'm preaching to a choir, but I love you in your African attire. Oh, daughter, you're on fire. Oh, melanated princess, you I admire. Julia, black woman, I never wanna see you frown. I love you truly, black woman, a queen fit for a crown. I love you truly, black woman, I never wanna see you frown. I love you truly, black woman, a queen fit for a crown. Mysterious puzzle, living the bits and tracings. I'm a frequent flyer, your beauty take my placing. You're black and beautiful like night without day. Remind me of Makeda, plus Asante. What a girl you are. You are a superstar. I love you truly, black woman. I never want to see you from.
You are listening to a multilingual affair. Estás escuchando a multilingual affair.
Freedom cry. They put us in the prison, prison. They put us in the jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How we feeling out there, Montreal?
Yeah. Big shout out and thank you again to Otachi. Much light and love to you. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. And we featured a few from his marvelous collection, from Otachi's first Revolution, then As the Water Flows, which is with Kai Dub. After the interview, you heard Otachi's Black Beauty, which was the winner for Hype TV not so long ago, and finalized it off with Black Liberation Cry. Last week, I made an error with the A's, and you know, I wanted to feature my girl Anitram with Uptown Loving. And so I said, yeah, that was her, but really I played Ayo with Your Number. So, you know, one of those days. So just want you to know that I'm going to feature this lovely lady who comes all the way from Liberia. And I had an interview with her. She was featured on CKUT and Won't Skip the Beat. And I know I'll have her back when she's got some new stuff coming out. But she recently launched her video, which is called From This Particular Song, Uptown Loving. So please go out and check it out. As always, this is a multilingual affair with Takis. Before that, we played a little bit of Thievery Corporation with Lebanese Blonde. Totally love this band, and like so many things. j'adore tout ce que je vois maintenant, ce que comme je me sens. C'est juste le fait que je sais qu'on a beaucoup de difficultés dans la vie, mais on devrait continuer d'avoir de bonnes pensées parce que ça va être mieux pour nous aider beaucoup d'être forts, juste pour avoir beaucoup de courage. Just that, we're going to have motivational words, morning peps, all the things that we require to get us going during these difficult times. CKUT, you done now.
Bobby Payne, and we're gonna start the morning off just like this. Marvin Gaye.